TikTok Ain't All That Bad, written by Christina Curtin, October 14th, 2021. Most parents hate TikTok. They think it's stupid or they worry about its influence on the psyche of their children. Not to say I don't have those thoughts, but I have to admit that I've seen a lot of good things come from my kids watching TikTok. Take, for instance, this example. My 10-year-old daughter, Scarlett, was helping me get dinner on the table. As she was grabbing out the silverware, she started talking out loud to herself. Scarlett, you know what sounds good? Orange juice. I could really go for a big glass of orange juice. Orange juice sounds amazing right now. She then asked me if we had any, and I simply said, yes. She didn't ask to have any. Typically, my kids do not drink anything other than water with their meals. Sugar drinks have to be approved. You can think I am a crazy psycho mom for requiring my approval to drink juice, but I don't care. Juice is filled with sugar. They consume enough of it in their food. They don't need to have it in their drinks also. They do drink juice and sometimes soda, but it's not an everyday thing. A few minutes go by and we are getting ready to sit down to eat. Scarlett, man, I can't wait to have a big glass of orange juice with dinner. Me, who said you could have any? She looked at me. I could tell she was a bit irritated and disappointed at the same time. She paused. Then, Scarlett said, can I have a big glass or a small glass of orange juice? And I said, okay, you can have a small glass. I paused then and realized I'd been had. How the hell did she know how to do that? To use that persuasion skill? I certainly never taught her that. I was legitimately impressed. So I asked her, I like what you did there. Where did you learn it? She immediately giggled. She knew what she did and she was immensely pleased with herself. And she said, TikTok. I think she was pleased for two reasons. First off, it worked. She got what she wanted from me and it was easy. No begging, pleading, or bargaining. All she did was just ask the same thing, but in a different way. And secondly, she was pleased because she saw it on TikTok and I was impressed by it. We give both the girls a hard time about TikTok. You know how parents are, blaming TikTok for everything. Why isn't your room clean? It's because you were watching TikTok. Why didn't you take the garbage out? It's because you were watching TikTok. Why didn't you call your grandmother? You get it. We often blame TikTok for all our kids' failings, but TikTok actually taught my daughter the fundamental skill of persuasion. How to get people to give you what you want by taking away their chance to say no and assuming the yes. What an important life skill. Something I didn't learn until college. Sure, there's a lot of mind-numbing vapidness on TikTok, but there's a lot of creativity, humor, and life lessons too. I am learning to embrace the good in it and manage the bad the best I can. Because in my mind, the fact that she's learning stuff like this while also watching a 60-second clip of someone popping bubbles is a fair compromise.